Have you guys ever seen a chameleon? Thank you. They're known for changing their colors so they can blend in, and so people won't be able to see them or notice them as a different person or a different animal, reptile. I am a chameleon. Ever since I started school, I had one goal in mind. And that was, I wanted to fit in and be accepted by everyone. But as the years went by, I noticed that not everyone paid attention to me. And not everyone accepted me for who I was. But I also did realize that the people who were getting the attention and the kids who were popular and were the center of attention all kind of acted alike and the same, and they all kind of wore the cool styles. And so I realized that in order to fit in, I had to change and act just like them. And so it began. I changed my whole wardrobe. I tried to buy things that were cool, brand names. And I also noticed that the girls that were pretty and that were popular were skinny, and so I developed an eating disorder. The thing is, I changed everything about myself, but no matter how much people started looking at me and started accepting me, they didn't know who I was, and I felt empty. I felt lonely. Now back to the chameleon. I'm adaptable. I have my different colors around different people. Around the conservative people, around the people who are godly, love to go to church. I talk to them, I tell them that I memorize verses, anything that I can do to impress them. I tell them what God's done in my life and how he's just so amazing. And they look at me astounded and they're just like, Emily, how do you do that? I'm just like, oh, God's so good. Just God's so good, you know? He just loves me and I love him and life is great. But then I change my colors around the people who are knowledgeable and who are super smart. And I'm not the smartest person, but I tried to act like I was. And I would say everything I knew and I would make up stuff. I would lie just so I could fit in and be accepted by them, just so they thought that I was one of them. And then around my wild party friends, I'm not saying we got drunk, but around them, and maybe they just didn't really care what God had to say to them or who God was. That really didn't matter to them. And I would act just like that. They would ask me, Emily, aren't you a church girl? I think I've seen you up front before. And I would deny it every time, be like, no, I only go to church because I have to. But I said whatever made me cool, whatever made me fit in, and I denied and disowned God. I remind myself a lot of Peter. Matthew 26:70 says, but he denied it before them all, saying, I don't know what you're talking about. Now this is when Peter betrays Jesus. Not once, not twice, but three times. And he doesn't only betray Jesus, he disowns him. Now you have to understand, Peter, this is the guy who told Jesus and asked Jesus and pleaded and begged and argued with other people that he wanted to be right next to Jesus in the kingdom of heaven. And he was such a great speaker, and he actually loved God, he really did. But when it came down to it, he couldn't stand up for him. And that's exactly how I was and how I am. See, even though people thought I had it all together, I was lost. With all these different Emilys, I didn't know who I was, and I was searching for my self-worth. Matthew 5:13 says, you are the salt of the earth, But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything but to be trampled and thrown out by men. I lost my flavor. I was bland. I was a salt with no taste. Have you guys ever had corn on the cob and forgot to put salt on it? Or maybe even french fries and it didn't have enough salt on it? It was gross. That taste in your mouth, you didn't like it. You either had to put salt or throw it out. That's exactly how I was. But recently, after I lost who I was lost, I didn't know who I was, and after feeling so lonely and so hollow, I started thinking. And as I thought about how other people's lives, what God's done in their life. And I knew that there could had to be more than what I had right now. And so recently, I just started spending more time with God. And I found that as you spend more time with God, that's when you actually change as a person. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." No matter how lost I am, God promised me, God promises everyone that he's still faithful and that no temptation is too great for him and no sin is too great for him. All we need to do is ask him and actually want to spend time with him, because he's always been there for us. We just haven't been there for him. I haven't been there for him. And you can't do it on your own. I've tried. That's where it got me. I tried to find my self-worth in people, in parents, in teachers. But they will let you down. No matter how great a friend you have or how great a parent you have, they will let you down. And it may seem that sometimes God lets you down too, but he never, ever does. I found my self-worth in God because God's perception of me and of you and God's perception of us is the only one that matters.